Good morning, it's day three, and I think this morning I could say I'm almost not freaked out. There still was a little bit of dread when I woke up this morning, but yeah, the freaked outness has gone. It's just after 10 in the morning, and I came home and I've cooked cock of in, and my pot of tea's brewing, and yeah, I've spent the last, 45 minutes as I was chopping and searing and all of that kind of stuff, had the characters for Amanda's story nattering away in my head. So I think I've kind of got all that fleshed out to probably about 700 odd words maybe in my head. I'm going to leap in and write that this morning until I've kind of exhausted where it's going to go. And then I'll go back and finish Robert's story. So I had a really good conversation with Dave about Nano, and he was saying that I kind of look at it as this high-stress kind of month. And he said, in actual fact, everything runs really smoothly in November. The housework gets done and we always have really good meals and I write and I'm happy and... Yeah, I guess from the editing side, I'm just doing what I can do, which is about one story a day. So it means rethinking the rollout of Deck the Halls. But, you know, I'm okay because I don't think any of the writers who are working with me are going to begrudge putting writing first this month. So in a good space, and it's a really warm, sunny day today, so I'm thinking perhaps around lunchtime I might take myself for the first swim of the season. So lots of good things to look forward to, and obviously a very, very yummy chicken casserole for dinner. So that's it for me. I'm going to go and do my daily writing exercise, and then I'm going to just jump right in. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye.